Have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I have never been.
Have you traveled behind the Iron Curtain?
I have traveled both in the Western countries as well as in the Eastern countries.
Just to get it on record, how did you come to travel? At whose invitation?
In 1953, I was invited by the World Federation of Democratic Youth, a non-political organization, to attend a festival in Romania.
And is that how you came to travel?
That is how I came to travel.
Now, Mr. Sisulu, because so much has been said about this in the state case, I want you to try and make it clear again as briefly as possible in where you stand in relation to what one might call the two main political trends of this century, the socialist trend, the communist trend on one hand, and the Western or capitalist trend on the other.
I would rather have the best of both. I myself am influenced by socialism in my outlook.
Is that unusual in this continent of Africa?
No, I think that that is the attitude adopted by most people in Africa and other people in the colonial countries.
But what do you regard as the fundamental necessity at the moment from your point of view?
Let's put that again.
I say, what do you regard as the fundamental necessity, the first aim from your point of view, that is to say from your point of view politically?
Is the achievement of political rights.
I see. And how, therefore, do you approach the African National Congress and how do you regard that it should be composed? Of what sorts of people?
Well, the African National Congress welcomes all classes in its ranks as long as they are Africans and as long as they strive for the freedom of the African people.
Have you any objection to the introduction into, I may so call it, ANC policy of ideologies in either for or against socialism?
I'm opposed to introduction of ideologies in the ANC, because I consider that its present policy of accepting all classes and uniting all Africans is the most correct thing to do at the present stage.
Now, have you associated with accused number one for a long time?
For many years.
You've listened to his statement about the latter part of his statement about the hardships from which your people suffer.
I've listened to him and I agree with what he has said, had to say.
Would it be correct to suggest that those hardships were imaginary, unreal?
Those are real hardships which African people suffer in this country.
And have you suffered?
I have suffered. I have had a personal experience.
Of what?
Of various disabilities, like, for instance, past laws. Like the question of being underpaid, the question of education. All points which have been raised by the accused number one, I am aware of those, and I have had a personal experience.
Have you been banned under the
suppression? I've been banned under the Suppression of Communism Act. I have been confined. I have been ordered to resign from political organizations which I believe I belonged in to. I have been house arrested.
You've been detained.
I've been detained.
You've been separated from your family.
I've been separated from my family.